You're listening to Kelly Martin Speaks. I am your host, Kelly, and the author of When Everyone Shines But You, a self-acceptance blogger and a recovering darkness addict. I've experienced intense anxiety, deep depression, and life trauma, but I'm coming out of the other side now. Darkness was a comfort zone for me for a long time, and it felt safer than the light. So in this podcast, I share with you my journey into the light, and how I move through challenge in an empowering way. I'll share with you tools and nurturing ways to embrace your humanity, and I'll bring along inspirational teachers to support your journey too. I was once a shy, scared introvert, afraid to speak, but that's all changing. Let's take this journey together and learn to fly. Welcome back to episode 10 of Kelly Martin Speaks. I'm your host, Kelly. Today I'm going to talk about working smarter. I think too many of us tend to take a more masculine approach to achieving things in life. We think that we've got to strive and push and grab. We try and force things to happen. We tend to try and work ourselves into the ground to get things to manifest. But clearly, this doesn't work in a positive way. Yes, you may achieve what you want, but really, was it worth it? Was the process of striving and pushing good for you? Did you enjoy it? Or was it tiring and exhausting? I found for myself, if I'm striving and pushing and really trying to get things done, that I actually feel really drained by the process. And it tends to take me a lot longer to achieve those things that I want to do. For example, I've got quite a long to-do list at the moment. And because of this, I was getting quite stressed and I was trying to do too many things at once, and it was really tiring to me. And I was saying to people, just do one thing at a time. But my one thing at a time felt like it was going to go on forever and it was never going to end. So I stopped doing this. And I've been guided many times over my life to take more of a feminine approach to achieving goals and desires in life. But sometimes I forget and I get lost in the ego, in the striving and the pursuing, and seeing that everybody else seems to be doing this too. It seems to be like there's almost an honour in being busy these days. But there's no honour in that really, and it's not really true. When I finally surrendered to this, I realised that by stopping excessive doing, by stopping pushing and trying to get things to work in my life, things just happened and it was much easier. For example, I could be creating something and I've decided I'm going to do that on this specific day and I'm going to do it all day. Now, what if I wake up and I feel maybe a bit tired, or I feel the sun is shining and I really need to go and get some fresh air? But I ignore that and I decide to sit in my computer all day and work hard on this goal. What do you think will happen to that goal? It's probably not my best work. It was exhausting to do. My back was hurting at the computer. I was tired. And by the end of the day, I realised it wasn't really good anyway and I didn't want to use it. Now, change this now. You wake up, your sun is shining, and you go for that walk. You take yourself out, you have a break. You enjoy nature, you look at the birds. You play with your cat or dog, or you do a bit of gardening. And then the next day, or even a bit later that day, you start your task. you get involved in that passion or that goal that you really want to complete and accomplish. And it flows, it really flows. And you do it really quickly. It seems to be the more receptive we are and the more feminine we are in our approach to life, the more efficiently and gracefully things manifest and our achievements are accomplished. Instead of striving and pushing and grabbing at things and trying to control circumstances, we invite. And this doesn't mean that you let go of achievements. It doesn't mean that you let go of goals. Being more mindful and more present with how you feel and what you need is really important. Instead, what happens is you come from a more aware place. You actually find that you feel more inspired. You have more energy to do things. And you even tend to do things that you didn't intend to do because you have more energy and more time and you feel better about it. Relaxing into the present moment and allowing what is, really getting to know what your needs are in that moment on that specific day, can help you to work smarter, not harder. I made these oracle cards for myself a little while ago when I was procrastinating. And I don't procrastinate anymore now. I pretty much work quite a lot. I get a lot done. But this past week, I thought to myself, I'm not really listening to my intuition. I'm feeling quite overwhelmed. I feel like I've got too much work pressure on my shoulders. What am I doing wrong here? What do I need? And I realized that I needed more balance in my life. I needed a great balance of, you know, work, play, socializing, time on my own, and for it to all be evenly balanced. So I made myself some more oracle cards. And to do this, all you do is you have a piece of card or several pieces and you cut them to the same size, maybe rectangular in shape. And on that card, you write down whatever tasks or things you want to do that week. Now, when you do this, we don't forget the playtime. We write down things like gardening or going out for a coffee with ourselves or meeting a friend for lunch or connecting with our partner or meditating. We have to include these in our weekly tasks. And on the rest of the cards, you write down those things that you want to do. For example, for me, it would be Shining Bright Radio tasks, Kelly Martin Speaks blog, my podcast, and a number of other things that are on my list. And then what you do at the beginning of the week is you literally just ask your intuition to inspire you on what you're going to do each day of the week. And you trust it. Because the mind will tell you, well, I can't do that. I need to do that. That needs to be done by the end of the week. But you'll find often that what you think you need to do, you don't need to do. And what you really need to do is a lot less. And by the end of the week, you'll find that you're much more relaxed. You've actually gotten a lot more done than you would have done if you'd been forcing and pushing yourself to achieve certain things. Now this week I was planning on doing so much to do with Shining Bright Radio on the website and a lot more. And I realised I've been overdoing it quite a bit, so I let my cards choose. And because of this, I'm bringing more balance into my tasks and what I'm doing, and I'm making sure I've got time for me. And it's so important that we do this. It's all about being gentle, taking a more softer approach to life, being more receptive. And as I said before, inviting life to guide us, inviting in ease, inviting in grace. Now you might be thinking, well, I've got a family, I've got to take care of their needs. And I agree, yes, it can be hard when you've got a lot of other commitments. But there's certain things that are priorities, like if you've got a baby, you've got to look after your baby or your child. But also ask what else you need. And is there a way you can put it into your day? Maybe you need some time on your own, or you need some relaxation time. So when your baby's sleeping, you go out for a walk. You enjoy some fresh air. You go out in the sun. Or perhaps you're a businessman and you have a list as long as your arm. Well, just start to prioritise. What is it that you don't need to do this week? What's not a life or death thing that you can take off your list and rearrange for another time? And you'll often find that when you do this, further down the line, that you didn't really need to do it in the first place. It wasn't that important. So what is important to you right now? What's the most important thing that you need? How can you be more gentle with yourself? How can you be more receptive? Are you perhaps being more masculine in your approach to life? Is it time for a more feminine way? And this goes for men and women. We have a balance of masculine and feminine within us. So if you're a man, you can be more receptive. You can do what you need. And if you're a woman, just check in to see if you're being more masculine than you need to be. Thanks for listening to another episode of Kelly Martin Speaks. If you've got any ideas for any topics for further podcasts, please leave a comment on my Podbean account. I'll speak to you all soon. Thanks for listening. Bye. Thanks for listening to Kelly Martin Speaks. I'd love to reach more people. So if you could subscribe to me on iTunes and leave a review, this really helps. And if you'd like to support my work, pop over to kellymartinspeaks.co.uk to read more, or follow me on social media, or visit my YouTube channel. A donation is always welcome. Thanks, everyone.